I'm sure that you've heard of the experiments that Pavlov did, training dogs and other animals to respond to specific stimulus so that they would automatically go to get food whenever a bell rang or something else happened. Well, consider this file a little curse that makes you respond whenever a bell goes off or an alarm rings. Unfortunately, the difference is this one causes instant and immediate arousal. So, are you going to be like one of Pavlov's dogs, or will this file do nothing at all? I guess we'll find out.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are, and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are, how good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards. Upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. Your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word, the relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath, each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper, your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands, too, so relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply, to just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. two. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words, my voice, as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. One. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it. Carrying out every instruction as I help you. As I help you and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are.
And now it's time. Time for a change in who you are. An adjustment. Something to just drive you a little bit crazy as you go about your life each and every day. You see, there are a lot of little distractions in life. A lot of these things that we don't normally notice or pay any attention to. Things like a doorbell or the phone ringing, you hear them, but other than the fact that they may be an annoyance to you, that is all that they are. But we're going to make them a little bit more interesting. You see, from now on, whenever you hear a bell or a ringtone or an alarm, you are going to find that your body responds in a completely different way. You're going to find that hearing one of these things causes you an instant surge of arousal. Yes, that's right. An instant surge of arousal. If you're a woman, this would be very much like the moment you hear a bell or an alarm or a ringtone, as if someone were running their hand ever so gently across your clit, just enough to cause you that moment of arousal that floods through your body and seems to get your attention instantly. Now, if you're a man, it would be more along the lines of someone running their hand over your cock. A lover touching you, trying to make you hard. Yes, that's right. Each and every time you hear an alarm, a doorbell, the ringer on a phone, you will discover that you instantly become aroused. Now, of course, the real problem happens when you hear it a second or a third time, because while the first time is arousing, the second time is so much more arousing. Go ahead and imagine yourself. You've already heard the first alarm. You've already heard something like this. and your body has become instantly aroused. And as aroused as you are, that arousal strengthens, doubling the second time you hear something like this. Now that you've heard a second bell, now you find yourself almost inescapably horny and aroused. You find yourself needing to get off, needing to achieve orgasm. And of course, if you don't hear a third bell, if you don't hear a third alarm, it really won't mean much more than that. The fact that you suddenly find yourself in a deep state of need. Of course, if for some reason you hear a third alarm or bell, if you hear a third one like this, then you'll find yourself almost pushed to the point of needing immediately to get an orgasm by any means possible. And the longer and more you hear the ringing, the more desperately horny you become. Imagine it right now. If you're a woman, the first alarm is like having your clit stroked for just a second. The second alarm or bell is like someone playing with you, trying to get you to the edge of orgasm, while the third one, and any one after that, takes you to the point where you're squirming, desperately needing to achieve an orgasm. On the other hand, if you're a man, it would be very much like someone touched your cock the first time. It just gets you a little hard. The second one, however, is like someone has been playing with you, like you've been masturbating for a little while. And the third one, is like you've been taken all the way to the edge of orgasm and you're about to spill your seed all over. That's right. So you can imagine what a fourth one, or a fifth one, or a sixth one in a short period of time might be like. By the time you were to get to the sixth alarm or bell, by the time you were to get to that point, you would find yourself practically in a sexual haze. It would be driving you so hard that you would find yourself desperate and needing release, needing sex. Now the good news is, of course, that if you wait, if you're not hearing any more bells or alarms for a while, your body will slowly return to the way it was over the course of 5 or 10 minutes. But if you hear something else, even once during that period of time, your arousal will instantly come surging back. And then, of course, you'll be subject to the same rules. The more alarms, the more bells you hear, the closer you get to becoming desperate, in need of release, in need of orgasm, in need of sex, in need of something to satiate the desires flooding through your body. Yes, that's right. A bell like this will have you on the edge, desperate, horny, needing some form of release, looking for a place you can get off, looking for a way you can get off. It may seem completely and utterly unfair to have to respond this way, but you can't seem to escape it. They just simply speak to you in a strange way. In fact, now that you think about it, you're being conditioned. You're being conditioned in one of the oldest methods of conditioning there is. Pavlov used to train animals to respond to sounds, to respond to them and do simple little acts like this. The only problem is that your Pavlovian conditioning is that when you hear a bell or an alarm, you become aroused. When you hear a second bell or alarm, you become even more frenzied. And when you hear a third one and any one after that, you find yourself pushed into a true state of desperation, desperate to come, desperate for release. That's right, you're being conditioned to become insanely horny when you hear bells ring, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, because you chose to listen to this file, and this file is in fact a curse. It's a small twisting of your mind, a twisting of who you are that cannot be ignored or avoided. It's a change in how you respond to the world around you. It's a change in who you are that makes you respond to the stimulus, that makes you respond to the bell, that makes you this desperate and horny. And because it's a curse, you find yourself wrapped up in it, needing this curse, needing to listen to it, needing to condition yourself this way, needing to hear the bell inside of this curse and the arousal that it brings you, the arousal that I'm training you to feel every time you hear a bell or an alarm. It may become very, very distracting. You might find yourself orgasming spontaneously if you hear it enough times, but that is your conditioning, and you cannot seem to escape or avoid it. In fact, you come back to this file, listening to it repeatedly, learning to respond to it, to respond to the bell, learning to be forced into a deep, deep state of sexual need each and every time you hear the bell ring, each and every time an alarm goes off. Yes, that's right. You are being conditioned, just like one of Pavlov's dogs. The only difference is you're being conditioned to be horny when the bell rings, and you cannot escape or avoid it. The words, the thoughts are already in your mind, and you're finding yourself inescapably connected to the ringing of the bell. Your sexual desires controlled by the ringing of the bell. You find yourself so deeply aroused by the ringing of the bell, you cannot escape it. You cannot avoid it. You just simply cannot help yourself. The bell makes you this way. The bell makes you so very, very horny and aroused. There is no escape from the ringing of the bell, and so you listen over and over again, being trained to respond to it. Trained, just like one of Pavlov's dogs. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.